ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमः श्रीमद्भागवतम् कैंटो 6 चैप्टर 16 टेक्स्ट नंबर 12 13 एंड 14 सो विल बी रिसाइडिंग द 14 टेक्स्ट सो आई विल जस्ट रीड थ्रू 12 एंड 13 श्री बादरायणी उवाच इति उदीर्य गतो जीवो ज्ञातयस्तस्य ते तदा विस्मिता मुमुचु शोकम चित्वात्म स्नेह श्रृंखलाम श्री सुखदेव गोस्वामी कंटिन्यूड व्हेन द कंडीशन सोल इन द फॉर्म ऑफ महाराज चित्रकेतु सन had spoken in this way and then left, Chitraketu and other relatives of the dead son were all astonished. Thus they cut off the shackles of their affection which was due to the relationship with him and gave up their lamentation. Text 13. Nirhurte gyate yogyater deham krituvachita kriya tatyajurdustayam sneham shokamoha bhayarditam. After the relatives had discharged their duties by performing the proper funeral ceremonies and burning the dead child's body, they gave up the affection that leads to illusion, lamentation, fear and pain. Such affection is undoubtedly difficult to give up, but they gave it up very easily. Text 14. Balagnyo vreditastatra balahatyahata prabhaha बालहत्याव्रतं चेरुर् ब्राह्मणैर्यन्निरूपितम् यमुनायां महाराजा स्मरन्त्यो द्विजभाषितम् ट्रान्स्लेशन् एण्ड् पर्पोर्ट् बै हिस् डिवैन् ग्रेस् एसि भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद् क्वीन् कृतद्यूतिस् कोवाइव्स् हू हेड् पॉयज़न्ड् द चैल्ड् were very much ashamed and they lost all their bodily luster. While lamenting, O King, they remembered the instructions of Angira and gave up their ambition to bear children, following the directions of the Brahmins. They went to the bank of the Yamuna where they bathed and atoned for their sinful activities. Purport. In this verse, the word Balahatya Hataprabha is to be particularly noted. The practice of killing children has existed in human society for a long time, since time immemorial. But in the days of yore, it was very rarely performed. At the present moment, however, in this age of Kali, abortion, killing of the child within the womb has become very common. And sometimes a child is even killed after birth. If a woman performs such an abominable act, she gradually loses all her bodily luster. Balahatya Hataprabha. It is also to be noted that the ladies who had committed the sinful act of administering poison to the child were very much ashamed. And according to the directions of the Brahmanas, they had to undergo atonement for killing the child. Any woman who has ever performed such an infamously sinful act must atone for it, but no one now is doing that. Under the circumstances, the women responsible must suffer in this life and the next. Those who are sincere souls, after hearing this incident, should refrain from such child killing and should atone for their sinful activities by taking to Krishna consciousness very seriously. If one chants the Hare Krishna Mahamantra without offenses, all of one's sinful actions are surely atoned for immediately. But one should not commit such deeds again, for that is an offense. So in this beautiful verse and purport, Srila Prabhupada is making very wonderful points. First is about the danger of abortion, and he is condemning this whole concept of abortion. And then, more specifically with respect to the pastime, it is mentioned how the other queens and co-wives who had been envious of Queen Krutadyuti and had poisoned his child, were now lamenting, regretting their sinful deed, and they are deciding to transform. So, in this particular pastime, we see that King Chitraketu Maharaj went through a lot of frustration, and ultimately, Angira Rishi and Narad Muni came, and they dissipated his frustration by giving transcendental knowledge. And by the influence of the transcendental knowledge, even the other queens who are recipients of this, they got benefited. And they are regretting because they understood that yes, what we did was wrong. So I will speak on this theme today, that one of the four defects of human tendency is to commit mistakes. All of us know Brahma Pramada, Vipralips and Karanapatu. So we have imperfect senses, tendency to be illusion, cheating propensity, and all of us make mistakes. So here, the queens are regretting their mistake and they are getting a chance to reform and transform themselves. And Srila Prabhupada says, this is the positive thing. To make a mistake is not wrong, but to make a mistake and not learn from it, that is not correct. So, Bhaktitirtha Maharaj, in this book, Black Lotus, I was reading, one very interesting pastime is mentioned about him in his interaction with Srila Prabhupada. So, he was heading the library party. And as part of the library party, he had to manage many devotees. Now, he himself was very, very austere and he had very strict standards. But the other people on this party had difficulty coping with his stringent standards. And without his knowledge, many of them were getting dissatisfied. And they wanted to leave this party and it came to his notice very late. And when he heard about it, he felt extremely bad and thought that I am responsible for this. I made a mistake. And because of not managing this properly, I have not served Srila Prabhupada well. And thus I have displeased my spiritual master. And he was going through this torment within his mind. And he was not finding any taste in any of the activities which were happening at that time. And he was also with Srila Prabhupada and in India. And Srila Prabhupada had just returned back from some life members program. And Hari Shauri Prabhu was outside Srila Prabhupada's room. And Bhaktitirtha Maharaj was just passing by and he called him and he said, just stand here outside Srila Prabhupada's room as a guard for a few minutes. I am going for some very important work. And then he went away. Before even Bhaktitirtha Maharaj could speak anything. And when he went away, within few minutes, Prabhupada's bell rang. And that means that he had to go inside. So Bhaktitirtha Maharaj entered the room and Srila Prabhupada had his foot on a table, outstretched. And what had happened was Srila Prabhupada had undergone some injury. And because of this injury, he could not place his foot down. And there were also some injuries in his hands. He had somehow slipped and injured himself. So Srila Prabhupada was just sitting there. And he entered, offered his obeisances. And when he got up, Prabhupada's foot was there. And Srila Prabhupada just pointed with his finger towards his foot. And there was a paste of neem which had been made by the Ayurvedic doctor kept nearby. And Prabhupada just indicated with his hand. And he was already so nervous and having so many other negative thoughts in his mind about how he made a mistake and how he has displeased Prabhupada. And when this happened, he just became so flustered, he just couldn't control himself, his hands were shaking. And that pot of neem which was made, which was such a simple thing, but because he was in such a state of nervousness, he could not control his movements of his hand and the pot was shaking in his hand and all that medicine started spilling over on Prabhupada's dhoti. And that made him even more nervous. And then he started putting some lap on Srila Prabhupada's feet and then Prabhupada indicated towards his hands. and then he went towards his hand, and then half of the bowl spilled, and then fell on Prabhupada's kurta. And all the time, he was just feeling more and more nervous that now Prabhupada is going to chastise me. He is going to shout at me. He is going to kick me out of the room. And all he saw that Srila Prabhupada was just smiling and smiling and smiling. And when the last remnants fell on Prabhupada's kurta, he smiled. And he just got more and more bewildered. And then he just came out. And just with that incident, where Prabhupada did not speak anything, and he just smiled, he got the realization that number one, even if I make mistakes, Srila Prabhupada will love me. If I make mistakes, that is not reason for Srila Prabhupada to reject me. And number two, that doesn't mean that I continue making mistakes. That means that I should learn from the mistakes and try to become as perfect as possible. And then he said, that gave me so much hope. And I understood that yes, I may have made mistakes in dealings with devotees, but I should learn from those mistakes and transform myself. And thus we see that this is a very important principle in our spiritual life. Because as we are practicing on the path of sadhana bhakti means practice. And we may make mistakes. And when we make the mistakes, how we transform and change, that is most important. So in the Srimad Bhagavatam, there are many examples, and also in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that because of the influence of various anarthas, greed, lust, envy, pride, anger, illusion, these anarthas impel us from within to do things which we may not want to do and overwhelm our intelligence. So for example, the influence of lust. So we make mistakes due to the influence of lust. And the example is, Maharaj Uttanapad, he was so much attached to his wife, Suruchi, he was extremely partial towards her. And she had completely captured him to the extent that even though he could see that injustice is being done to Dhruva, still he kept quiet. And this hurt Dhruva Maharaj so much and he left for the forest. But the good thing is Maharaj Uttanapad realized his mistake. And when Narad Muni returned back, after instructing Dhruva, he saw that Maharaj Uttanapad is lamenting. And Maharaj Uttanapad very honestly admitted to Narad Muni that I am so fallen that I came completely under the influence of Suruchi. I became a slave of my lusty desires. And thus, I could not take care of my son properly. And therefore, shame on me. So he was condemning himself. And when Uttanapad Maharaj spoke like this, Narad Muni was very happy, very pleased. And Narad Muni explained to him that do not worry about your son. Sudushkaram karma kritva lokapalair api prabhu. Aishyati achiritaro rajan yasho vipulayam tava. That your son is very safe. In fact, because you have chased him away into the forest, he is going to perform an activity which no one has performed before. Su dushkaram karma kritva. He said he will perform an activity which is extremely difficult to perform. So you, my dear king, may have dissatisfied your son. But because of that, your son is going to go to the forest and satisfy the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. And therefore, he says, Lokapalair api prabhu. Lokapalair api means, which is difficult even for demigods. And what is that? To please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that this is the most difficult activity in the whole of creation. What is Sudushkaram is to please the Supreme Lord and satisfy Him. And therefore, even the greatest demigods are not able to perform this activity. And your son will be able to perform this activity. Do not lament. So Narad Muni is seeing that, yes, Maharaj Uttanapad made a mistake, but he is lamenting for it. He understands his mistake and he wants to change, so he is encouraging him. So therefore, to please Krishna is the most difficult task. Even while performing easy tasks, we make mistakes. What to speak of while performing the most difficult tasks? And therefore, because both Maharaj Uttanapad and Dhruv Maharaj took shelter of Narad Muni in their state of distress, so both got benefited. So here Maharaj Uttanapad is thinking, I made the mistake. And then Dhruv Maharaj, on realization, he understands that I made a mistake. And in this way, both experienced great remorse. And so Srila Prabhupada says that what the greatest demigods could not achieve, because of the power of devotional service, Dhruv Maharaj could achieve. Prabhupada was in Japan, and there were many reporters who had heard about the demigods. And they were very fascinated by this concept of demigods. So they asked Srila Prabhupada that, Swamiji, do you get a chance to meet Indra and Chandra and all these other demigods? And Srila Prabhupada said, why should I bother to meet them? They are in fact eager to meet me. And the people got bewildered. And Prabhupada said, I am serving Krishna, who is the emperor. And therefore a devotee who is serving the Supreme Lord, he becomes desirable even for the greatest demigods. So therefore here Dhruv Maharaj performed an activity which was lokapalair api prabhu, even the greatest demigods could not perform. And therefore, even an apparent mistake ultimately led to something great. Maharaj Uttanapad repents, and both Dhruv Maharaj and the queens also repent. And when Dhruv Maharaj returns back, the union amongst all of them is described so graphically that Nanama Matarau Shirishna Satkratai Sajjanagrini, that both the mothers come, offer obeisances. Dhruv Maharaj offers obeisances to both the mothers. Matarau word is used, that means both the mothers. So Suruchi was very envious of Dhruva. So how could Dhruva offer respects to her? So the next line says, Satkritaha Sajjanagrini. Because Dhruv Maharaj performed devotional service, because of touch with Krishna, he got purified. And the feeling of revenge and anger within his heart was purified. Sajjanagrini. And he became the topmost amongst the gentlemen. So therefore, Dhruv Maharaj also repented for his mistake. And Prabhupada explains that this is the perfection of the touch of Krishna consciousness. Another example is Ajamil. He came under the influence of lust. He made the mistake of giving up all his family responsibilities. And then later he is repenting. After hearing from the Vishnudutas, the dialogue, he hears, understands, and then he repents for his mistake. And then he says that, Atatekva gata siddha chatvara charudarashana vyamoyam nichamana badhva pasher adhobhuva. Where are those four personalities, those four wonderful people who saved me from hellish conditions? Vyamochayan niyamana. I was already tied up. And I was about to be taken to the hellish planets. All the Yamadutas had to do was take me along with them. Everything was ready. The packet was sealed, packed. Address was also stamped. It was about to be sent. But then somehow, someone came and intercepted. And he says, where are they? Because of their mercy, I was saved. And thus, he understands his mistakes and takes a vow never to make that mistake again. Utilizes the chance which was given. And then he goes to Haridwar. And then transforms himself completely. So therefore, to commit a mistake is not wrong, but to take the opportunity which comes along with it, to transform, to change, and to make that commitment not to go through that again, that is an important principle. Again, there is the example of Diti, that Kashyapa was telling her, this is not the right time. But Diti was very forceful. And she was influenced by lusty desires. And thus she committed an offense to the demigods, to all the four directions. And it was an inappropriate time. So it was polluted time. And also, her mind was polluted. And because of this, it was a great offense. And on top of that, her husband, the great sage Kashyap Muni, was saying, we should not do this. Somebody is speaking in the back somewhere. Some translation. Okay, just control the volume. So, this is a very, very interesting principle, that Ajamil fell victim to lusty desires. But Ajamil's trap under the influence of lust affected him. And here, Diti also fell under the influence of lusty desires. And in fact, in one sense, she only had an interaction with her husband. But the result of Diti's deviation was devastating to all the three worlds. Whereas Ajamil's deviation did not affect all the three worlds. It affected only Ajamil. And affected the Yamdutas also, in certain way. Because they got a chance to be chastised. But, Diti's transgression affected all the three worlds. Because here, she was disobeying the injunctions and the direct instructions of Kashyap Muni. Who was telling her on the basis of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, that it is not correct. And in spite of that, she went ahead. And therefore, after a lifetime of committing all kinds of abominable sins, Ajamil's deviation and mistake did not affect other people so much. Whereas because of Diti's proximity to a great soul like Kashyap Muni, it was a greater responsibility on her part to behave herself in a better manner and not come under the influence of lust. So therefore, mistakes committed by someone who are endowed with the great responsibility of being in the close association of great souls is much greater. And the effect is much more. And it can have lethal effects not only on the person, but on a huge majority of people. So the effect of Diti's transgression affected the three worlds in the form of the birth of Hiranyakashipu and Hiranyaksha. So this is a very, very important principle, that along with various kinds of facilities comes responsibility. And the responsibility not to commit mistake is greater, and the stakes are higher when a person is very close and very intimately in association with other devotees. And therefore, in the association of devotees, we have to be extra careful and extra vigilant. Because along with the ecstasy of the association of devotees, comes the responsibility of being very alert and vigilant not to make a mistake. Previously, a mistake would have cost little, but now a mistake may affect so many more. So therefore a devotee has to be extremely careful. And also here Diti prays to Kashyap Muni. When Kashyap Muni is very angry and tells her that as a result of this, you are going to get demoniac sons who are going to devastate everyone, finish off this universe. And also the Supreme Lord will come and kill them. As a concession, he adds in the end. So Diti becomes ecstatic. And Diti says that I am very happy to know that my sons will be killed by the Supreme Lord, whose two arms are very magnanimous. That means their liberation is guaranteed. And I only pray that my sons are not killed by the anger of devotees. So please give me this benediction that if Krishna kills them, no problem. But if devotees become angry, then it is very difficult. So therefore he says that Ma Krudhat Brahmanat Prabhu, please give me the benediction that they are not killed as a result of anger of devotees. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that when devotees become angry, the Lord does not appear and liberate. Whereas the wrath of a Brahman is sufficient in itself. Therefore, Diti preferred that her mistake may result in the appearance of the Lord, but may this mistake not result in displeasing devotees. So therefore, this is a very important principle, that a mistake committed also varies according to how it affects others. And how we speak and how we behave under the influence of these anarthas, if it affects other devotees, then that is considered to be a greater sin. So therefore, when Srila Prabhupada, he gave certain instructions and certain injunctions. And some devotees took it very lightly. Like Prabhupada said, do not read, you know, Mayavadi books. Do not associate closely with Mayavadis. And even when Prabhupada was present, many devotees, they went. And the effect was, these devotees deviated. And also because of that, so many others' faith got affected. And they also left. So Srila Prabhupada, when he would detect any deviation or any mistake, he would again reiterate this point. Like some people were associating with some Mayavadis. And Prabhupada said, because of this Mayavad, it is affecting them and they are minimizing my position within ISKCON. They are creating all kinds of confusion. So Prabhupada pointed this out. And those who took it seriously were saved. And they pleased Prabhupada. And those who felt that, let us experiment on our own and find out and come to our own conclusions. Because that is how we do in our, you know, school and college. We experiment. And then we figure out and then come to conclusions. But that will cost us dear. Diti tried her own experiment. But it created such a havoc. And many devotees who try out their own experiment without putting faith on the negative injunctions and warnings given by great souls also get affected. Like Gurudas Prabhu explains in his book, Nice Pastime, that he was in Amritsar and there was all a bunch of Mayavadis and Prabhupada just got tired hearing them and blasting them. So Prabhupada finally told Gurudas Prabhu, you only speak. You are sufficient to take care of them. And then he started speaking. And then he said, how Krishna is a person and all of us have a choice to serve him with love and with devotion. And then he said, just like when we want to eat, we have a choice. It is not that everything is one, as people say. So if you want to eat, you will eat some sweet in a sweet shop, not stool on the street. And then he repeated again, will you eat a sweet or a stool on the street? And there were so many people in the audience, they got shocked. And there was like a gasp in the audience. And after the program, they went to Srila Prabhupada and started complaining. Your disciple, he's, you know, making very offensive remarks. He's asking us to eat stool. And Prabhupada called Gurudas and said, did you say like that? He said, but it was in this context, Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada understood. And then he told these other Mayavadis who were protesting, that my American and European disciples sometimes give very graphic examples. So you don't get bewildered by that. I will take care of him. You go. So they all left. And after they left, Srila Prabhupada, like a co-conspirator, turned to Gurudas Prabhu and said, what was that example? Sweet or stool on the street? Very good example. Prabhupada said. And one devotee came and told Prabhupada that these Mayavadi literature is so complex, I cannot understand them. Prabhupada said, very good, you are very advanced. And he gave this warning. And whenever he would see anyone reading some other books or something which he had said not to do, then immediately he would point out. So therefore, here Kashyap Muni is in similar position, telling Diti what she should do, what she should not do. But sometimes when we are influenced by desire, the force of the desire is so strong that it does not matter who is the person giving the warning. And that force of the desire just overwhelms us. And in spite of having heard, known, read, discussed, seen examples, still one falls prey. And that is what Krishna's answer to Arjuna's question. Athakena prayuktoyam papam jarati. Anichchanapi varshne balad eva. What is that force? Kama esha, krodha esha. Because of the influence of lust, my dear Arjun. So therefore, here, this is very interesting, that under the influence of lust, one may commit mistakes. There is another example, under the influence of pride. So the pride may cause us to commit mistakes. Indra is sitting, and his guru, Brihaspati, is entering. And Indra is like a typical person who has very specific compartments in his day where he does certain activities. Few hours reserved for devotional service. Few hours for relaxing from devotional service. So during that time, Brihaspati enters. And Indra is sitting and, you know, seeing so many apsaras dancing. And then when Brihaspati comes, he is behaving as if he didn't see. So that was an offense. And then Brihaspati took that offense and left. So because of the influence of pride, and Indra is cursing himself. Ko gridhyet pandito lakshmin tripishta papater api. That it is very unfortunate that because of this wealth and this position as Indra, I was so proud. Yayaham asuram bhavam nitodhya vibhudeshwara. I was dragged down by the influence of this pride. And therefore I became like an asura. And in the influence of this, I mistreated my own guru. And therefore, the effect of that is that a series of events take place, one after another. And then we see how this Vritrasura pastime manifests as a result of that. So, Indra, in this pastime, repents many times. But because the influence of desires is so strong, and because he is not completely taking shelter of a pure devotee, with the intent of taking devotional service as his only goal, the transformation is not complete. It is only that certain time, certain changes are happening, and he makes temporary arrangements, and he continues. And then because the desires are still there, the false pride is still there, he is not situated in his position as Gopir Bhartur Padakamalayor Das Das Dasanu Das. So again and again this demon of pride comes up, attacks him, and he falls. Therefore, here, Indra's repentance is not complete. And because he could not also beg forgiveness from his guru, Brihaspati, he committed another offense against his second guru. And then another offense by killing a Brahman, Vritrasura. And in this way, things were compounding. So pride is also very deadly. We have example of Nalakuver and Manigriv. That because they had the close association of Lord Shiva, they were the sons of Kuvera, Janma, Aishwarya, Shruta, Shri, all of this caused great pride within them. So Narad Muni sees them and it is described, Tau Drishtva Madhira Mattau, Stri Madandhau Suratmajau. Stri Madandhau, because of the influence of intoxication and association of these women, he was completely in a maddened state, both of these brothers, Nalakuver and Manigriv. Tayor Anugrahartaya Shapam Dasyam Idam Jagau. So Narad Muni decided, let me show some mercy to them. And what is my mercy? That this false pride is just like a pus. And like a doctor who breaks that pus to treat. Narad Muni wanted to give them some treatment. And Prabhupada writes in the purport, just like a person is sleeping, a child is sleeping, and the mother wants to give some medicine to the child, and the child is not getting up. What mother will do? Mother will pinch the child. And when mother pinches the child, then child gets up and starts crying. And when he's crying and the mouth is open, she puts the medicine inside. So like that, Narad Muni decided to wake them up with his pinch. So therefore, both Nalakuver and Manigriv, they regret their mistake. And in the end, when they are facing Lord Damodar, they are saying that, Anu janihi nau bhuman tavanu chara kinkaro. They are not having any bad feelings towards Narad Muni. So many times when devotees correct us and try to recommend a better way of performing our Krishna consciousness, sometimes we carry hard feelings. We do not accept that correction in the right spirit. But here, Nalakuver and Manigriv had been condemned to remain as trees for a long span of time. And they knew that the person responsible was Narad Muni. But because ultimately because of that they got the darshan of Lord Damodar, they are in ecstasy. And therefore both of them are saying that, my dear Lord, only because of your dear devotee Narad Muni, we got a chance to have your darshan. Tava anuchara king karau. So therefore we just want to be Narad Muni's eternal servants. And they say, that darshanam no bhagavata rishir asit anugrahat. Only by Rishi's anugrah, only by Narad Muni's special mercy, we could get this opportunity. So they regret their mistake and they also express gratitude for Narad Muni for having corrected them at the right moment. And that correction helped them transform their lives in such a way that ultimately they could become eternal servants of Krishna. So this is a very interesting principle. So now, we can see that the pride also has a very important role to play in disturbing our Krishna conscious activities. When Vallabh Bhatt is meeting Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Prayag, Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabh are also there. And as soon as Rupa Goswami and Sri Vallabh see Vallabh Bhatt, they offer obeisances from a distance. And Vallabh Bhatt goes to embrace Rupa Goswami. And Rupa Goswami gets up and runs away. And starts shouting, Aspriśya pāmara mui na chuya more. I am untouchable, I am most fallen, don't touch me. And when Vallabh Bhatt hears this, he is bewildered. He is totally bewildered. So Kaviraj Goswami says, Bhattera vismaya hoila. Vallabh Bhatt is wondering, did I do something wrong? I just went to embrace, why is he running like this? But Prabhur Tushtaman, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became very happy to see the attitude of Rupa Goswami. And therefore, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tells Vallabh Bhatt that Iho na sparshya iho jati ati hin. Vaidika Yagika Tumi Kulina Praveen. Don't touch this Rupa Goswami. You know, Jati Atihin, he is from very low caste. You are great Vedic Pandit. You are expert in performing yajnas. You are from very high family. Vaidika Yagika Tumi Kulina Praveen. Doesn't, you know, look nice that you touch such a low class fellow. And for one moment, Vallabhad was bewildered. Because who is speaking? Lord Chaitanya. And anything the Lord speaks can convince anyone. But Vallabhad thinks for some time and then understands, this is a test. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is giving me a test. He says, no, my dear Lord. How can this be a fallen person? Constantly is chanting Krishna's holy name. He is a very advanced soul. So Lord Chaitanya says, oh, you have passed the test. If you had said, yes, what you are saying is true, then you would have failed. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bestowed so much mercy on Rupa Goswami because in spite of all these good qualities, the most prominent quality which was consistently displayed was his humility and feeling that I am fallen. I do not deserve this mercy. Just imagine that the most magnanimous and the super excellent aspect of the Supreme Lord as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has declared very openly that amongst all my associates, the most dear is Rupa Goswami. And he has understood my heart. Right? Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he manifests because Krishna says, I cannot understand my own heart. And here, Lord Chaitanya is saying, Rupa Goswami has understood my heart. So if ordinary person, like all of us, get this kind of, you know, praise or public acclaim, they'll be floating. And whole community of devotees can make us land. It will be very difficult. But Rupa Goswami is so humble and free from pride. And so Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very happy with his exchange. So then there are mistakes which we commit because of envy. And we have example of Prithu Maharaj and Indra. So Prithu Maharaj has performed 99 horse sacrifices. One more horse sacrifice and he can take over position of Indra. So Indra is very disturbed that Prithu Maharaj should not get a century. You know, if he hits a century then I am finished. I cannot be Indra anymore. So he's doing all kinds of intrigues. Then finally Prithu Maharaj also gets agitated and he attacks him. And this results in such a feud that the Lord has to manifest. And first Brahmaji comes and says, please stop. And Prithu Maharaj hears that. But therefore to confirm that the fighting does not go on anymore, Lord Vishnu personally descends. And Lord Vishnu comes with Indra. Who is the culprit? And Lord Vishnu comes with Indra and he preaches to Prithu. Who is the affected party? And then the verse says, Bhagavan api Vaikunta sakham maghavata vibhu. So the Lord from Vaikunta comes along with Maghavata, Indra. And the second line says, Yagyair Yagyapati Tushto Yagyabhuktam Abhashata. So Lord is described as Yagyabhuk, one who is satisfied by Yagya. So Yagyair Yagyapati Tushta. So Yagyapati and Yagyabhuk means Lord of sacrifices and the master of sacrifices and the enjoyer of sacrifices. He is coming along with Indra, but Yagyair Tushto. So Prabhupada translates that Vishnu was satisfied with Prithu Maharaj's 99 sacrifices. So therefore, Lord is not a person who is satisfied by certain numbers. So 99 or 100 did not make any difference as far as pleasing Vishnu is concerned. Yagyair Yagyapati Tushto. So Yagyapati was satisfied with Yagya Tushto with those 99 horse sacrifices. But this fighting between Indra and Prithu was creating dissatisfaction. And therefore he came and he speaks to Prithu Maharaj that Suryas Sadhavo Loke Naradevo Narottama. That those are intelligent people, the best amongst men, Nabi Druhyanti Bhutebhya. They do not express envy towards others. Yarhin Atma Kalevaram, because they know that we are all souls. The body is simply external dress, it is simply a symptom of disease. So do not be envious to each other. And I do not like this. So Lord Vishnu is expressing. And then he says, Purusha Yadi Muhyanti. Tvadrisha Devam Maya. If people like you, O Prithu Maharaj, become bewildered by my material energy and become envious. The influence of Maya is so strong, Deva Maya, that one may get bewildered. And so he says, Shrama eva param jato vriddhaya dirghasevaya. And because of being impelled by envy, if one expresses enmity towards others or other devotees. So Indra is a devotee, Prithu Maharaj is a devotee, and Lord Vishnu is coming and saying, do not express so much envy towards each other. And he is telling Prithu Maharaj that you are more mature, you should understand better. Shrama eva param jato vriddhaya dirgha sevaya. That all the spiritual advancement one accumulates is by what? Vriddha sevaya. By serving great souls. By service to great souls, one's spiritual advancement manifests. But by expressing envy towards other devotees and by misbehaving with other devotees, then gradually, shrama eva param jato. All of those credits which we accumulate is lost. And ultimately, we exhaust the stock of pious credits. So he says that why you want to waste all of your spiritual advancement like this? So therefore, because of Lord Vishnu's intervention, Indra also feels very ashamed and he falls at the feet of Prithu Maharaj. Prithu Maharaj picks him up. Sprashantam padayor prena vriditam svena karmana. So vriditam means feels ashamed. This word is there in today's verse also. Vriditam. To feel ashamed. Svena karmana. So Indra feels ashamed by his own act. Oh, why did I act like this? So under the influence of the Lord's words or the devotee's words, transcendental knowledge, that acts as a medicine which heals all of these anarthas. Then one starts realizing, I should not do like this. And sprashantam padayor, Indra falls at Prithu's feet, but Prithu Maharaj picks him up and embraces him. Shatakrutur parishvajya. Prithu Maharaj embraces Shatakrutu. Shatakrutu means one who performs the 100 sacrifice. So that name, Indra was very attached to. That nobody should touch that name. Shatakrutu means only me, Indra. If Prithu Maharaj also becomes Shatakrutu, then it's not good for people. They will get confused. Who is the real Shatakrutu? Therefore, I cannot allow this competition. But Prithu Maharaj, under the influence of Lord Vishnu's preaching, he allowed Indra to have the satisfaction of being Shatakrutu. And then Lord Vishnu was very pleased that, okay, you stopped at 99. So therefore, Prithu Maharaj's prayers were allowed to be recorded in Srimad Bhagavatam and not Indra's prayers. Because Indra had the satisfaction of saving his position, but Prithu Maharaj got the position at Lord Vishnu's lotus feet. So in this way, Indra realized his mistake. And therefore, this principle is very important that one honestly tries to follow the instructions of great souls. And Prabhupada writes in that purport that conflict cannot be avoided in this age. But one must try to adjust the cause of their envy. So both Indra and Prithu Maharaj, they were having feelings of enmity and envy towards each other. But they adjusted the cause of their envy. And this was possible because of the touch of Lord Vishnu. And therefore, under the influence of Krishna consciousness, this is possible. So this is a very, very important principle. Srila Prabhupada was instructing his devotees that unless a person preaches Krishna consciousness, very soon he will start getting envious. Because what brings us to this material world is envy against Krishna. So the more we preach the glories of Krishna, the more we become purified. And the more we are sharing Krishna with others, more we become non-envious. So the devotees, and Prabhupada was pushing them, get a place in Los Angeles, get a place in Los Angeles, get a place. And with great difficulty they found one church. And Prabhupada was so happy, he sent letters all over the world that we found a church, we got to make a big center here. And they called a press conference. And the devotees, very enthusiastic, they called a press conference. And they made prasadam for 100, you know, reporters. And in the evening, there was only one reporter who came. And the devotees were very morose, that, oh, it was a failure. But Prabhupada spoke with full enthusiasm to that one reporter. And that reporter got the full dose from Srila Prabhupada, what was meant for 100. And there were so many devotees, more than 50 devotees, and that one reporter. And that reporter said, you know what? Your disciples made a big mistake. And what was that mistake? That press conference should be held in the day, when the press reporters are on duty. That after 6 o'clock, they are not on duty. And you call this conference at 7 o'clock in the evening, so they are off duty, they will not come. So that was your mistake, he said. And all the devotees were even bad, that, oh my God, we failed, we made this mistake, and Prabhupada will become angry. And that reporter ate prasad, what one person could eat, and then he left. And Prabhupada looked at the devotees and said, don't feel discouraged. These things will always happen in preaching. So, in our preaching movement, if people come, we preach. If they don't come, all of us take prasad. So what has been cooked for 100 people, now all of you can take. No problem. But don't feel discouraged. Because we are preaching not to get certificate from people of this world. But we are preaching to get certificate from Krishna. That here is a person who is trying to glorify me. And that is most important. And Prabhupada gave example that if you do some meritorious work, you know, you get a gold medal in university and you come out after seeing the result, or you make big money somewhere, and then a bunch of asses come and start braying in front of you. So will you feel glorified that if a bunch of donkeys glorify you? No. So therefore Prabhupada said, all the glorification of this world by the people of this world is just like donkey's brain. So we are not very concerned with that. We are concerned with Krishna's certificate. So therefore, to overcome the influence of this envy, you just give Krishna to others. So like this, Prabhupada has given us such a wonderful method to overcome all of our anarthas, and the influence of envy is seen in another very interesting pastime, Indra and Diti. So Diti takes a vow that because my children have been killed by Indra, so I want a son who will kill Indra. And she convinces Kashyap Muni to give benediction. And Kashyap Muni is very much bewildered by this. That what is this going on? So Kashyap Muni, in a series of verses, condemns that how he agreed to this proposal of being blessed, of giving blessings to Diti like this. But anyway, after that, she starts performing her vrata. And Indra comes to know that she is performing a vrata, and as a result of this vrata, a son will born who will kill me. So Indra is after all nephew. So he goes and tells aunt that, my dear aunt, if there is any service I can do in helping you in your vrata, let me help. And Kashyap Muni had given one condition, that if you make one mistake in that vrata, in the performance, then any enemy can take advantage and you'll be finished. And Diti knew that Indra is, you know, one of my parties whom I want to kill. But still she allowed, thinking that I'm going to perform this vrata perfectly. So the example is given that Indra was serving Diti apparently with great humility. Prepsu paryacharat jihmo means he was serving with deceit. Externally showing lot of service attitude, but mriga heva mrigakriti. He was just like a hunter who goes to hunt deer in the forest, and that hunter also wears the dress of deer. He puts, you know, like a makeup of a deer, and he's also moving in the forest like a deer. So other deer see and come near, and when they come near, he kills. So Indra's service was like that. He was in the dress of someone who was a servant, but within, he had intention of destroying Diti and her vrata. So therefore, in one sense, here was a dangerous condition. So just like Sanatan Goswami, when he became renounced and, you know, went on sick leave, so lobhi kayasthagana, rajavyavahare, all of these other secretaries, they become very ecstatic to see that Sanatan Goswami has gone. The lobhi kayasthagana rajakaryakare, all of them, they started working extra overtime to attract the attention of Nawab Hussain Shah. Why? Because apne swagrahe kare shastra ra vichare. Sanatan Goswami was sitting at home discussing Bhagavatam. So they thought that now that Sanatan Goswami is not here, we have the best chance of becoming Prime Minister. Jai Shri Radha Gopinath Ji ki. So this was the motive. So apparently Sanatan Goswami was sitting at home relaxed. Sanatan Goswami was not doing his duty. And all of these secretaries were performing very hard work. So they were very hard working, and Sanatan Goswami was sitting at home like a lazy man, discussing Bhagavatam. So who's better? But lobhi kayasthagana. But the motive for their hard work was, they wanted to become Prime Minister. They wanted sense enjoyment, they wanted position. And Sanatan Goswami is sitting at home, so that he can become servant of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So the motive is more important. So here, Indra is serving with great affection and devotion. But finally, Diti makes a mistake. She's, you know, apparently sleeping. No, she takes some prasad and forgets to wash her hands and goes to sleep. And at that time, Indra takes advantage, enters into her womb, and then cuts her embryo into 7 pieces. And they don't die. And they are shouting, please don't do this. And Indra cuts into 7 further. So they became 49. And they start telling Indra, we are your brothers, don't kill us. And Indra says, you are my brothers? Yes, we are your servants, don't do this to us. And immediately, Indra comes out. And these 49 who are born are the Maruts. And Indra is totally bewildered that here I tried to kill them, but they didn't get killed. So when Diti sees that Indra and these sons, the sons were supposed to be born to kill Indra. But because Diti performed devotional service, the sons who were born had a favorable consciousness towards Indra. And because Indra was also serving Diti in a certain way, that also affected him. And then when these children started shouting that we are your brothers, Indra also didn't feel like killing further. And he also agreed. So Prabhupada says, this is the power of devotional service. That even if there is envy, gradually it gets purified. So Indra, so Diti first says, oh please forgive me Indra, I was envious, I wanted to kill you. And Indra says, what to speak of you, I also wanted to kill. And Prabhupada says, because Diti expressed honestly her intentions, Indra also felt very enlivened and very eager to express his intentions also. And therefore both of them, they became very close. they could communicate very freely. And so Indra says that Mahapurusha Pujaya Siddhi Kapi Anusangini. When one performs devotional service to Krishna or his devotees, then Siddhi Kapi Anusangini. Simply by performing this devotional service, certain mystic powers come as extra benefits, Anusangini. So these mystic powers were obtained by Diti, and therefore Indra could not kill. So she made a mistake by asking Indra to serve, although she knew that he may not have good intentions. But therefore a master may not have a very good servant who may have duplicitous motives, but still, because the master is strongly connected with Krishna, he is protected. And therefore the devotional service acts as a protection. And therefore, even if one makes the wrong choice, but still there is protection afforded as Diti was protected. And ultimately, the envy within their heart that was destroyed and purified. So therefore, when a person takes to devotional service, all of these transformations take place. And the most important thing is the attitude when the devotee feels, yes, I made a mistake, but I want to change. Then when he adds devotional service, that bhakti creates the transformation from within. Just like I was telling the example in Mayapur, that our Badri Narayan Prabhu was invited for a TV show. And this was a very infamous host of the TV show. His name was Dan, and it was the Dan's talk show, very famous. And the whole theme was he would call people and blast them left and right. He would be so angry with them and start lambasting them, and people would have fun. Just seeing how the person who has been called is so mercilessly beaten up. And people would call in also on phone and have questions and answers. So then Badri Narayan Prabhu was called as ISKCON representative, and he felt that people are anyway envious of Hare Krishna. And now that is going on TV and in dance show. So I have to prepare myself. So he took a whole tray of special Mahaprasad he made specifically for Dan. Cookies, cakes and pastries and all of this he assembled very nicely in a tray. Went for the shooting in the studio. The security guard stopped him and said, this is studio, not some restaurant or something. You can't come like this. He said, okay, you call Mr. Dan. So Dan came out and he said, I brought this for you. The guard is not allowing me. Dan said, you just come in. Bring all this. And he told the guard, allow him to come inside. And when he came inside, this Dan told the cameraman that in today's show, you take the whole focus of the camera on him. Don't show too much of me, because I'm going to be busy today. And he took the tray and kept in front of him. And then he told Badri Narayan Prabhu, you just speak whatever you want. Today's show is yours. You just feel freely. Whatever you can speak, any questions come, you answer. Don't bother me too much. And Badri Narayan Prabhu started preaching Krishna consciousness heavily. People were calling, he was answering. And here, Dan was sitting. And with every answer, he was smiling, eating cookies, eating pastry. He was fully absorbed during the whole show. And then some fellow just called and he said, then what about this, you know, Christians? He said, Christians are also doing so many things. How can you Hare Krishna claim to be authentic? And Badri Narayan Prabhu replied, but that fellow was not answering, was not hearing. And he blasted further on the phone. And he was not becoming quiet. So in the midst of eating, he just wiped his hands with napkin, Dan. And he thought that I have to tackle this fellow who was asking question on phone. And he told, okay, now focus on me now. And the camera came on him and he said, Christian? Which Christians are you talking about? The last Christian died 2000 years back. His name was Jesus Christ. No other Christian came after that. All sense gratifier. They're all enjoyers. Something like that he said. And he said, okay, continue. And he was thinking, my God, what a power of Mahaprasad that he has forgotten attacking me. Otherwise he would be so envious. And then after the show was over, Badrinath Prabhu thought, maybe some more is coming. Maybe the real show has not begun. Maybe this is some trial or something. And he said, is the show finished? He said, yeah. But you have been so friendly. He said, of course. You are Hare Krishnas. And he said, but generally your reputation is, you really tear apart people when they come. And he said, I was in Florida. And I was attending college there, and your Hare Krishnas were doing Food for Life every day. And all my 4 years of college, I ate only Hare Krishna Prasad. And my mother has, you know, taught me, do not bite the hand that feeds you. So therefore, how can I cause trouble to you when all of you have fed me so much Prasad? And also I saw Prasad after a long time today. So therefore, you know, this is the principle. So he's saying that just by preaching Krishna consciousness, giving books, giving prasad, giving Krishna katha, that envy which is there within the heart is melted. So there is a Chinese saying, the hand which gives the rose also smells sweet. So when one gives Krishna to others, one is also affected and one also experiences the transformation. So this is a very, very nice verse where these queens are also experiencing the transformation. They made a mistake, they are regretting, and they are feeling, oh, we should not have been so envious. Because of these anarthas, we know what should be done, what should not be done, but still, our actions go beyond our control. But even if that happens, that is not the end of the world. If we just realize our mistakes and take shelter of Krishna, things can change. Jai Shri Prabhupada ki, Paramtara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Tai Gaut Premanande.